Yeah, there might be other ways to clean it up a little bit if you were going to do that. You know, that I've thought about doing that in the past, but I'm probably going to go with the RTCM, you know, like you said, you know, first just to do the voting. But another thing I noticed as I'm reading up on this, you don't have to do it all. You can have some satellite receivers, and you could have some simulcast transmitters. So I could have, like, instead of having the 225 in Richmond, that could be a simulcasted repeater. And, you know, and then, but there could still be a receiver, you know, on the system at Mount Clemens, you know, so that would be kind of cool, you know, and other various ways to accomplish that. So I know in my, you know, in my working knowledge of simulcast systems from a, you know, from a public safety perspective, I know that you can't get too spread out. You got, you know, there's such a thing as a little bit too far, so I'd have to look into it and see. And analog simulcast does, you know, has a little bit more crud in the overlap zone than digital. So a lot of things to consider, but very intriguing. I'd like to see it in operation. I'm pretty sure the Central Michigan's got, or has at least has dabbled with it. I'd like to hear it.